Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, boys and girls. Welcome, welcome. I appreciate that. I need a round of applause, man. Y'all already know how we rocking here. Welcome back, y'all, to the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I am your host, as always, Seven Mitchell and Ben Simmons. The NBA community, the media, I don't know if this is just the narrative that they painting, but everybody going crazy over Ben Simmons' performance last night. Is Ben Simmons actually back? Has he turned the corner? We going to talk about that here today on the Best of Seven Sports Talk. As you can tell, we are doing it live. If you guys would like to join the host, by all means, click on the link. Come on up to the panel. We got to talk about what's going on with Ben Simmons and the Brooklyn Nets, because everybody is in the whirlwind like Ben Simmons has just came out of his shell. We saw Kevin Durant say that he felt like Ben Simmons, what was the word he used? Amazing or incredible? You know, and I don't want to be a hater. Any progress is good progress when we talk about Ben Simmons. But I just hate the, you were just bashing him 24 hours ago, and then all of a sudden now, you know, he's turned the corner. Like, I need to see some consistency one way or another. Not only from Ben Simmons on the court, I need consistency from the goddamn media. It's wild, man. Salute to my bro, 540 Dre, in the building. He said the progression, I agree. It's definitely a good look. I'm not going to shit on Ben, but again, I'm not sold off of this one game that Ben Simmons, you know, got it done or is back. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something I think that we're going to have to keep our eye on at the end of the day. But tonight, let's look into these games real quick before we really dive into the whole Ben Simmons thing. We got a pretty dope schedule tonight. Four games on deck, man. Let me give my predictions. We got starting off, this is League Pass games. First of all, let me see. The ESPN games is going to be Milwaukee and Philly. So we got Giannis and Embiid tonight, 7:30 on ESPN. Their doubleheader is going to end with New York, the Knicks going into Golden State at 10 o'clock. So ESPN getting it done on this side of the fence. Let me bring up my brother, BA, real quick. BA, what's up, family?
Hey, salute, man. You know, when I be having the time to catch you, man, I gotta listen to your sports talk, man. You know what you be talking about. So I rock with it.
I mean, likewise, bro. I need to hit your ass up on the regular and tell you to just join my ass, because you always be on point with the shit, bro. So I'm just kind of chopping it up, about to just do some real quick predictions for tonight's game. And then I wanted to kind of briefly talk about Ben Simmons' performance last night and how the media feel like he done turned the corner just based off of one game. Shit is crazy. We got Miami going into Washington tonight. This is a 7 o'clock game. You got a pick for the Heat and Wizards tonight? I'm going with Miami on the
I agree. I'm going Miami. I feel like Washington has turned the corner, but it's still sort of early in the season. We're gonna see how long this lasts for them. And we know Miami is built they're built differently, and we know that they're gonna pick it up as the season goes along to try to make a run.
Charlotte and Cleveland. Who you got between the Hornets and the Cavs? This is in Cleveland. I'm going with Spider-Man, Donovan Mitchell. I think the Cavs will knock off Charlotte tonight.
Yes, I'm gonna go with Donovan Mitchell, and I'm definitely gonna go with Cleveland. I think Cleveland has something special. They're still learning. Recently ran into a roadblock, but Melo is still out, right?
Yes. He was questionable. Yeah. He was questionable. I don't know if they're going to bring him back tonight on the road or not.
Yeah, well, this is not the game to bring him back.
Right. Having to go against Donovan Mitchell, no, you setting yourself up for failure. Yeah, you're right, bro.
And Garland too. Garland, I actually think that this is one of the best backcourts in the NBA that's being slept on right now, because they just they're new tag team partners.
Word. Dre, I appreciate that, bro. Salute. I thought he was talking about the progression of Ben Simmons. He talked about the actual platform. Bro, I'm over here working, man. I just wanted to switch it up and, you know, get into my little NBA thing, because I love to talk about sports, bro. So I appreciate you being one of the day one supporters. And thank you so much for the compliment, for real. Tonight, bro, we got prime time. We got Giannis and Embiid in Philly tonight on ESPN. This is game one of their doubleheader. Who you got between Milwaukee and Philly tonight?
Oh, man. I got, Milwaukee kind of, I'm not going to say they fell off, but
they're not ready yet, bro. You know it. I don't feel like they're ready yet, yo.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm going Philly, man. I'm going Philly with this, man. Embiid, I think he's about to go on a little tear, especially after damn near scoring 60 and people telling him he's not that good and he's not no leader. So we're about to see what's up. And Maxey too, the emergence.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I forgot about, you know, that 59-point game that that Joel Embiid just had the other night. I just don't feel like Milwaukee, they got enough weapons, nor are their weapons really ready for Philly right now. This would be an interesting game or series throughout the season. But I got Philly at home tonight, no doubt. Yeah. Orlando hosting Chicago, the Bulls tonight. Who you got, B.A.?
DeRozan gonna have a 30-point night. And Chicago, I think Chicago's gonna run away with this. Orlando, they're still pretty wet behind the ears. That is a very, very young team. Will be exciting, but they need a veteran on their team. That's a veteran leader that's gonna get them together. They don't have that quite yet.
Hopefully, man, the intangibles make this a good game. I mean, it's Friday night. You talked about guys are young. It's Friday night. It's about to be the weekend. They are going against the Chicago Bulls. I'm disappointed in the Bulls overall, just for the fact, not just off of production, but injuries as well. Like, a lot of things haven't went their way so far this year. But I'm going to go out on the limb, and I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going to pick Orlando to just get a little simple upset tonight at home, you know, for the young boys going into the weekend. So we'll see how that play out. Chicago, to me, is definitely a better squad. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, for an upset, I'll go with Orlando tonight over Chicago at home. What about Indiana at Houston, VA? Who you got?
Man, I'm going to go with Indiana. But I love Houston's team. I love their makeup. They are a very exciting team to watch. They just don't know how to close out games yet. Right. And Jalen Green, man, this kid, he's going to be something. He's going to be something. I got to give him a look. Yeah, very special.
You going with Indiana, though, as far as your pick?
Yeah. Haliburton and Mathurin. I don't know of anybody. He's under the radar right now, but he's the best rookie in the NBA right now to me. And he's coming off the bench. Right. He's coming off the bench, lighting boys up for 30 here, 30 there. I think he's averaging like 22, 23 points a game right now. And the Pacers. The Pacers, definitely.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm going with Indiana. But I do like the potential Houston has. Another team that's going to be exciting to watch, to be honest, even though they're not able to pull it together in the win column like that, is the OKC Thunder. They have the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. I do like OKC. I know they are a couple of people short due to injuries, but I think I like some of their pieces that they got, and being young, I think they are exciting. But I don't see them winning tonight against Ja. Who you got with Memphis and OKC tonight, B.A.?
I'm definitely going to. Is Desmond Bane back?
I believe so. I saw an article or piece on him, but I had the phone muted because I was doing something. But I believe Bane will be playing tonight.
Yeah. I feel like, I feel like OKC is good enough to beat anybody in the NBA. Like, they're very, very slept on, very young as well. And that point guard, that point guard is amazing. And he's underrated, of course. That's gonna be a good point guard matchup, because Ja gonna have his hands full tonight. He's gonna have his hands full. He's gonna have to play defense tonight.
That's a fact.
This is gonna be my upset. OKC. I'm going OKC with the upset.
All right, so this is what we got our eyes on. I got Orlando with the upset of Chicago. BA got OKC with the upset of the night versus the Memphis Grizzlies. What about, Denver and Dallas, the Joker versus Luka. The Great White Hope versus the Great White Hype, in my opinion. What are we doing tonight, bro? Who you got winning this game?
I'm gonna go with Dallas. I don't think the Joker is playing tonight. I know he's under safety protocols.
That's right.
Yeah. So with him missing in the middle, being a playmaker that he is, filling the stats. Jamal Murray, I like him. Porter Jr. I like him too.
Michael
Porter Jr. I like both. I like Murray and Porter Jr., but Jokic is the glue. And going against Luka got a mediocre team playing like, man, yo, I don't know. But I got Dallas, man.
I'm going with Dallas, and they at home. I'm definitely going with Dallas tonight. The Celtics, they looking to win 9 in a row. They are facing New Orleans. They're going into New Orleans tonight to face the Pelicans. Do Boston get it done? Do they win a 9th game tonight in a row?
Is Brandon Ingram playing? Because he's been in and out the lineup so far.
Questionable.
If he's questionable, then I definitely got I got them winning their 9th in a row. If B.I. is healthy, I think they would. Stop them. They would stop that one shoot.
Jeez, me Christmas. All right. So I'm gonna go with Boston to get it done, with or without B.I. I'm gonna say Boston will pull it off. It should be a good game. Should be a decent game. No disrespect, but I would go in favor of Boston to go ahead and win out and get their 9th in a row. Utah and the Phoenix Suns, B.A., what do you think about that one? Who's winning that game?
Some good games today. Utah started off super strong. Phoenix started off super slow,
and they picked up the pace.
Mikal Bridges, what he has emerged this year as a piece. It's not just defensively. He's actually getting buckets this year as well. Timely buckets. He's making timely stops. Last year was second or third in defensive rating. I think that he is with his emergence. Man, Utah, though, I like Markkanen. Markkanen playing like he an MVP. But I got to go. I'm going Phoenix, man. I'm going Phoenix tonight.
I'm going Utah, bro. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going with Utah tonight, bro. I don't know. You know, and Phoenix is playing well. No disrespect. But, you know, I'm going to take a chance with this one because Utah act like they plan for something and they don't really have nothing to play for. When you deal with people that don't have nothing to lose, you know what I mean? You got to kind of keep your eye on them. So just for one game purposes, I'm going with Utah with another upset tonight. Steph Curry coming off of a 50-piece. He's going to be having the second half of the ESPN doubleheader hosting the New York Knicks. Who you got between Golden State and the Knicks?
Right now, I want to go the Knicks right now. I do want to go the Knicks because I feel like Jalen Brunson, everybody was hating on him. Everybody was, hey, no, that's not a good pick. Man, his consistency and leadership has made a difference for that team. I'm going to go with Golden State. I'm going to go with Golden State, man, because this is another upset to me. This is another upset pick to me. I'm going to go New York, man. I ain't going to go Golden State.
I can remember you and I had a real good conversation about Jalen Brunson. In the addition to New York a while back. Do you feel like you feel like the Knicks are getting their money's worth out of him so far?
Yes, I think they are getting exactly what they needed. A steady point guard that's going to perform down the stretch and going to be able to control the pace down the stretch, because New York has been a decent team to me. But when down the stretch, they always fall off the cliff. And now they got someone that actually is they got somebody that's riding up, that's driving the bus. And Julius Randle doesn't have that much pressure to be the superstar or whatever that they're trying to make him into.
Right. Last but not least, man, Detroit is going into LA to face my Lakers. Can LeBron and the Lakers win out tonight versus the Pistons?
I don't think LeBron playing tonight, is he?
He hurt?
Yeah, I know. I know that was a bad groin injury that he had. He's been out since. I like Detroit. I like Detroit in this. I think this is a trap game for the Lakers. I think this is a trap game for the Lakers. The Lakers are supposed to win this game, but I'm not putting too much stock in your boy, what's his name? The center, Anthony.
AD?
Anthony Davis. I'm not putting too much stock in him right now.
My God.
I know, I picked Detroit, right?
So what do you think, bro, about Ben Simmons last night? He had 15 points, I think 7 rebounds. He was perfect from the field. Kevin Durant said that Ben Simmons basically was amazing, I think was the term that he used. A lot of the media feel like Ben Simmons has turned the corner based off of this one game, this one performance. Do you see anything from last night that would give you something to, you know, reason to hold on to Ben actually being something this year in the Brooklyn uniform?
I'm not going to base everything off of one game, but I saw some great things from the game. I seen how he was moving. I seen how he was assertive. He hasn't looked this way so far all the games that they've played this year. This is the first game where I seen him actually play like he didn't look confused out there on the floor. He didn't look scared. He didn't look nervous. And if we can get this type of Ben Simmons for the rest of the seasons for the Nets, I'm saying we, like, I play on the team. They're not even my favorite team for real, but if they can get this play from him, that 15 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, if they get that and Kyrie comes back and does what he does with the new coaching style that they have with Jacques Vaughn, they're going to be some problems. They're going to be a problem. But, I'm not putting everything into one game. I need to see a series, a string of games of this consistency first.
The fact that he spread out his numbers as far as having a decent amount of points, assists, rebounds, like the fact that it's spread out to me is good because he's showing versatility. And when you got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and whoever else on the court, that's what you need, diversity, to help spread it out, spread the court out. But when there's not Kyrie on the floor with Kevin Durant, I need more from Ben Simmons. Yeah. Kind of, sort of, especially in the production of points. Like, he's getting so much praise for taking chances and not making so much mistakes. But I feel like this guy, he's a 3-time All-Star. We got to get past that. It's time for him to level up, especially when one of the guys are out. Now, Kyrie is expected to come back, I believe, Sunday. But, you know, with the inconsistency of Kyrie and KD being on the floor, Ben Simmons got to focus on not just his mental. His numbers got to step up, bro.
Yeah, I look at him, but like his whole career, his career is around what I want to say 18, 9, and 7. That's like his career.
Which is decent if you got those other two guys with you. Yeah. But if you one man down, that's not enough. It wasn't enough with Embiid in Philly. That's not going to be enough with just him and KD. Like, he's a good third wheel with those numbers, because those numbers to me are kind of similar to Chris Bosh in Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
we'll see once Kyrie bring his ass back.
That's the thing that scares me. And I'm not going to lie. In this Kyrie situation, I'm pro Kyrie. I'm not going to lie. In the situation
On
the court. But on the court, though, the thing that I do not like about it worked when James Harden was there, because James Harden was the predominant ball handler. He was like, okay, it's your turn. And he made sure he navigated the touches. But now this with him gone and them not really having a point guard for real, they do this take turns on offense thing where they both shooting 20 shots a game.
Yep.
That does not work, because we can keep Boston pretty much exposed them last year.
Doing that, yep. Because everybody's sitting around watching, waiting for Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving to make magic. Everybody on their team is just sitting around waiting instead of, you know what I'm saying, moving around and being a part of the game.
I gotta ask you this, Seven. Is Kevin Durant trying to be LeBron James? Is he trying to be LeBron James late in his career, bro?
I think KD is trying to poke his chest out the same way LeBron does without doing the things that LeBron do. Like KD want to have a major position in power. You know what I'm saying? Anything goes, you know what I'm saying? But KD only wants to play basketball. KD doesn't want to do those nasty, dirty things that LeBron James have to do on a day-to-day. So he trying to take the easy way out, but it's just not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. And if you're not winning championships, his legacy is actually being manipulated, if you ask me.
I agree. So off the court, I agree 100%. I'm talking about on the court. I don't know if you watched multiple of their – like, I've watched a lot of their games so far this season, and I watched a lot of them last season going into the playoffs. This is the first time that the last 2 years have been the first time where it's like they want to – he is not a playmaker, and they're making him into a playmaker where he's dominating the ball, and he's trying to get everybody else open. And if you know basketball, you know that he has weak ball skills.
Yes.
Like he's not a good passer. You barely touch his hand or his finger. The ball comes out. Like his handball skills are horrible. But for some reason, I put this on Steve Nash, and Jock Vaughn is letting him do it too. They got the ball in his hands the whole game like he's a point guard for real. No, he's a scorer. He needs to be set.
Yep.
Like he needs to come off screens and things of that nature to be effective. Now he's out there just gunning, and he's putting up 9-10 assists with a bunch of turnovers. He don't need to be – that's not him. And I feel like he waited. Like this is something that he should have worked on 4 or 5 seasons ago, but he couldn't because he was with Golden State, right? Because he decided to go to Golden State and do what he – when he was in Oklahoma City, he didn't do this. Westbrook set up everything pretty much. And now he – since Kyrie is not that type of player, and Kyrie is a predominant scorer as well, Kevin Durant is bringing the ball down court and trying to get everybody open with – like it's too late in your career for that, bro. There's only one person that can really do that right now at this age.
That's LeBron.
That's it.
And that's LeBron.
He's the only person. Because he can still pass the ball. And he has excellent. It's hard to knock the ball out of LeBron James' hands. But that's why I said that. I had to ask you that because he tripping. Because I think they tripping with the way they're using him. They're going to run him into the ground.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. It really is. That Brooklyn thing, bro. One minute I feel like the whole thing is going to blow up. And then the next thing I know, it seems like they're going to just try this thing out for one more year. Like, I don't know really where this shit is going to end up at. I'm really surprised Kyrie decided to come back. Like, this is crazy. I don't think this story is over with, bro.
But we know. I know you know why Kyrie has one more big contract left in his career to get. He has a chance going into next season making anywhere between $220 million to $250 million.
Kyrie screwed that up already?
Nah,
Do you think this vaccination situation and this current situation right here is going to mess up Kyrie's future money? We already see the short-term money being taken away, but what about this, like you talk about that next contract?
I don't think that it affects him because of the type of player he is and the talent that he has. It affected him with the Nets, but it's so many teams out there that are willing to deal with whatever he has just so they can win. So I don't think he's going to be with the Nets next year. If something miraculously happens and they win or something, they make it to the finals or they win the finals, it's a possibility, but I don't see them getting that far. And yeah, he is so talented and skilled of a player, and he still has a good 3 to 4 years left of that. a team is willing to take a chance on him. But if I'm him, I'm not a New Jersey Net. I've been disrespected. I've been disrespected by my owner, to the highest degree. So I wouldn't play for the Nets next year. I would play this year just to get that contract from whatever other team that's gonna pick me up going into free agency. But I'm not playing with the Nets next year. I've been totally disrespected.
Did you know Russell Westbrook has shot the ball better from 3-point line this season than Klay Thompson? Really? Not a lot, Klay. But Jesus, I Klay might be. I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm gonna leave that alone for now. I'm gonna leave that alone for right now.
Being disrespectful and being honest are two different things, bro. You got to keep it real.
I
got to
learn
Klay.
How to. Yeah, I do. But see, when I start, I don't know how to stop. I don't have no balance, bro. I need some type of filter. You know what I mean? So I'm going to work on that shit, man. Yeah, BA, yeah, I appreciate you, bro, as always, coming on up here, man, and joining me tonight, man. I'm about to chop it up with the people. I need to try to go live a little bit more and consistent. But salute to you, bro. Please let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and on as well, bro, with the Battle Rap content.
Hey man, make sure y'all check me and my team out at Get Your Bars Up Media. Number one of the top places for battle rap or whatnot content. Not just battle rap content, hip hop. We talk about everything now, a lot of issues, etc. Because you know the brand is going a new level. So check us out at Get Your Bars Up Media and 7. Appreciate y'all.
Bro, is love is always love. One question though, bro. Do you feel like Do you getting that feeling now that it's time to evolve your brand and move outside of, I mean, you've always kind of touched on other things, but do you feel like this is the best time for you now to kind of not so much move out the culture, but just elevate things to other genres and stuff like that?
Yeah, the culture of battle rap, battle rap would never die, but it's similar to the term, the end of the world, right? The world would always be here. It's never going to be the end of the world, but it's always going to be the end of the world as we know it, because it's constantly changing. And I feel like that's what's happening in battle rap. I'm not happy with battle rap, and so many people aren't happy with it either, with all of these things going on in it and people letting it ride. So I feel like it's a hobby. I gotta contribute, continue to treat it like it's a hobby, opposed to putting work, sweat, and tears in it like I did once before due to the
no
fall
appreciation
of
it.
None. It's oversaturated. We got league owners letting stuff ride, babying people. We got people rehearsing battles. We got WWE and battle rap. We got battle rappers snitching on each other. I could go on and on with the list right now, and it's not good. So,
it's all been happening within like the last 6 to 12 months. Like, this is back to back goofiness. Yeah.
We went Loaded Lux. When Loaded Lux, one of the gods of this, goes out of his way to go snitch and tell on another battle rapper who's in jail right now.
It's over for the culture. That's a fact. But yeah, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you.
Alrighty, man. I'll definitely be tapping in with you more sooner, bro.
Thanks.
Alrighty. Salute to the NBA community, man. Big up to y'all once again. I'm 7 Mitchell with the Best of 7 Sports Talk. Make sure y'all smash that like button if you guys enjoyed the live stream. Also, send the kid a super thanks. If you see the icon, send the kid a super thanks. That would definitely help the channel. Subscribe if you're new, and I will be back at you guys in another day or two with another live stream. We'll figure out a schedule. I'll get a show going, and we're going to talk our stuff when it comes to the NBA, man. Salute to my brother, 540 Dre, for stopping by. Once again, I'm 7 Mitchell. Y'all stay safe. Have a happy, safe weekend, y'all. I'm out. Peace, people. All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk. I'm 7 Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.